and welcome to Cotton Australia's Current and Future Activities Multimedia Report for the first quarter of 2022. I'm Adam Kayham, Chief Executive Officer at Cotton Australia. The Cotton Australia team has been working to advocate for you, our growers, and drive towards our vision of an industry that's valued, viable and advanced. In the water space, we've been working on a wide range of issues that are relevant to our growers. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan has been a particular focus for many years now. We've been advocating for a $2 billion commitment to complementary measures to ensure that environmental outcomes are achieved for the water that's already been procured. We've also been advocating for the return of water that's been over-recovered in some valleys. And we're wanting to make sure that the full 605 gigalitres of sustainable diversion limit adjustments are brought to fruition. We've also remained opposed to direct water buybacks because we've seen the impact that these have on our communities and regions. And we believe that driving water use efficiency projects remains the best way to recover water for the environment. On floodplain harvesting in New South Wales, we have supported the efforts of the New South Wales Irrigators Council, as well as the other affected valley-based water user groups, to ensure we get an equitable solution to the volumetric licensing of floodplain harvesting. This is an issue that's being addressed by, in a really highly politicised environment where the New South Wales Upper House has disallowed crucial regulations twice, while at the same time they agree and are receiving legal advice that volumetric licences should be issued. Regarding metering, Cotton Australia has been working to ensure effective and cost-effective metering is implemented. In particular, we've been working closely with the Queensland Government to ensure the implementation issues that we saw in New South Wales are recognised and lessons are learnt from that experience. And on to stewardship. Bayer has applied to the APVMA to amend the Bolgard 3 Resistance Management Plan for Central Queensland. And this is in response to the risk that has been identified by the long season cotton that's being produced up there. And by long season, we mean cotton that's in the ground for more than 230 days. This follows a lengthy consultation with the TIMS Committee, the Central Queensland Working Group and Central Queensland Grower Meetings. As far as sustainability goes, this is still a core focus for Cotton Australia, and we have provided input into the National Farmers Federation Australian Agricultural Sustainability Framework, where the objective is to create a standardised and efficient voluntary system to demonstrate sustainable farming outcomes and to generate new commercial value and meet new and emerging market needs. The framework is informed by Australian industry and environmental frameworks, notably the cotton industry's MyBMP program, which has been a leading resource in the development of the framework. And on to workforce. Well, the Queensland Government has recently announced a $5 million agribusiness strategy consisting of an agricultural skills fund, a TAFE agricultural, rural and regional strategy, and a beef processing skills fund. Cotton Australia, along with other key industry stakeholders, have been invited to participate on working groups to prioritise the funding, and the announcement comes after a long-term advocacy effort by Cotton Australia to ensure that we get this training fund up and going. In New South Wales, the Ag Skill program has continued to deliver results for our growers there. This quarter, the cotton pest management courses have been held in Narrabri and Leeton, with more than 130 places in training being funded for members of the cotton industry in courses including truck licensing, workplace health and safety, advanced spray training, drones in agriculture, and the Generating Regionally Outstanding Women Initiative, or the GROW courses. MyBMP has had a strong start to the year, We recently held a workshop at Douglas Station in the Northern Territory, and further My BMP workshops are being planned for southern New South Wales in the coming months. During the first quarter of 2022, we've seen a big uptick in the number of farms achieving My BMP certification, and the industry now has 313 farms certified in the My BMP program. Communications continues to be a core area of work for Cotton Australia, and this quarter we've generated a number of media releases about the issues and achievements within our industry, which saw widespread uptake in regional and national media. We've also got some exciting new projects underway in the digital space with the production of Cotton Australia's debut podcast, From the Field. Season one of the podcast will span five episodes and feature conversations with growers and industry leaders about five core themes. The podcast is part of the industry's effort to rebuild public trust. An audio advertising campaign promoting the industry has also been running on the streaming platform Spotify, with metropolitan audiences the target. The campaign has so far reached at least 40,000 city-based people. Cotton Australia turns 50 in 2022, and to help celebrate, a commemorative branding suite has been produced to raise public awareness of Cotton Australia and the industry's achievements. And a new tool has been developed to engage digital audiences about the Australian cotton industry. It's an interactive video quiz tool that will allow website visitors to watch videos about the cotton industry and then test their knowledge by completing a short online quiz. In the education space, our team has focused on cotton careers this quarter, and we would like to thank the two growers that have successfully registered in the Ag Career Start program. We've also partnered with Central Queensland University and the Get Excited for Ag Careers in Agriculture project, which will establish a unified cross-sector approach to delivering quality career guidance for kindergarten to year 10 students in rural and regional Australia. In February, Education Manager Jenny Hughes attended Farm Days at the Sydney Showground, hosted by the Royal Agricultural Society, and she presented to more than 300 primary school students about cotton. And we've also got many Teach the Teacher events planned in cotton growing regions with local schools in the coming months. Our Cotton to Market team continues to build strong connections with brands and retailers both in Australia and globally. This quarter, a new partnership between Cotton Australia and Cotton On Kids, which featured cotton growing families, was launched. Cotton On Kids, which is a major children's clothing brand and part of Australia's largest global retailer, Cotton On Group, has committed to using quality Australian cotton to produce more than 4 million items of children's clothing. Cotton Australia and AXA have also secured around $1.5 million from the federal government to assist in securing new global markets for Australian cotton. The ATMAC, or Agricultural Trade and Market Access Cooperation Grant, builds on the first phase of the export market diversification strategy. And finally, in other news, in late March, the Cotton Australia Board hosted a dinner with the parliamentary leadership team of Queensland's LNP. The dinner was attended by the Leader of the Opposition, David Christofouli, along with a wide representation of local and opposition spokespeople covering numerous portfolios. It's been tremendous to be able to get out in some of the regions again, and I was lucky enough to get out to the Macquarie Valley, looking at cotton crops to the east of Dubbo in the Geary region, and attend the Macquarie Valley Cotton Growers Awards dinner. And then also lucky enough to get up to Gundawindi and attend the McIntyre Valley Field Day, one of the top field days in the industry, where we were able to announce the grower winners of last year's industry awards, the Bayer Grower of the Year and the Agri-Risk High Achiever. And congratulations to the Quigley family of Trangie, the Bayer Grower of the Year, and to Ash Geldart, the AgriRisk High Achiever. Michael Murray was able to go up and work with Sir Angus Houston, who toured southwest Queensland on a listen and learn tour. Sir Angus is the chairman of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, and it was great for Michael to be able to travel with Sir Angus during his road trip to Boggabilla, Gundawindi, Dirranbandi, St George and Roma, where Michael was able to advocate for our industry. In March, Cotton Australia joined in global celebrations for International Women's Day. We really acknowledge the impact women make on our society and particularly recognise all women working in and connected with the Australian cotton industry. For more information on any of these areas of work or for any item relating to Cotton Australia's activity, please contact myself, any of our board members or your local regional manager. I'm Adam Kay. Thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you soon.